This is 91.3 FM KUAF in Fayetteville, your NPR station for the past 32 years. And this is Ozarks at Large for Friday, January 19th, 2018. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, the Fayetteville VA is looking for new leadership. We'll have a conversation with the departing director. Also, Becca Martin Brown from the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette tells us what's up in entertainment this weekend. Those stories and more, but first we're going to chat with Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics as he gives us a roundup of some of the week's news. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks always, as always, for chatting with us. To start things off, let's talk a little bit about this police audit in Fort Smith that's, I guess, been a long time coming, is I think a fair way to say it.
Yeah, or overdue, or however you want to say it. Fort Smith Police Chief Nathaniel Clark, his first day on the job was last January 9th, 2017. And a few days later, he formally requested an audit of the department, which is not an unusual thing. And he, at the time, Chief Clark said he had no reason to think there was anything going on, but he wanted to make sure that at the time that operating procedures are adequate, that, there were no, I mean, he was looking, it wasn't that he was looking for negatives, he was just looking for, you know, what's the status of the department. Like I said, not unusual, someone coming in, and there had been some controversy surrounding the department, so he just wanted to get off on a clean start. Well, unfortunately, this has dragged on. The city, we asked the city recently, what's the status? You know, it's been over a year now. And what we were told, well, it's taken a lot of time. And the internal auditor, Tracy Shockley, was delayed by looking into the River Valley Sports Complex. But that began in August. So we haven't yet got a straight answer on what happened between January and August. But the other part of this issue is that in October, they released some preliminary findings, and they found what they called some troubling discrepancies in narcotics and evidence areas, which are two areas that you do not want to find troubling discrepancies in narcotics and evidence. But anyway, they did. And, you know, all we got was, you know, the basics, and we're looking at it. So, like I said, we asked the city administrator, Carl Gefkin, a few days ago, where are we on this over a year? The best answer we have, Antoinette, is it's soon. It's coming soon.
Okay.
So we'll see. You know, if there's nothing, you know, if there are no big discrepancies other than what they found, you know, I guess it raises the question, why is it still taking so long? So, well, it's just one of those stay tuned issues, but it's starting to raise eyebrows that it's taking so long.
Well, we will stay tuned, and we'll keep following that story. Another story that we have been following is the progress of the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith. And this week, we got an update, and the museum got a new name.
Yeah, there are kind of three takeaways from their last board meeting. One is that they decided, this is the U.S. Marshals Museum board, decided to name the building, just the building, not the whole, not the project, but just the building, the main building, after Marion Robert A. Young III. Now, the Young family, Robert's father began, he didn't begin it, but he essentially acquired and then was responsible for expanding the company into what is now Art Best, or ABF Freight, as maybe some people know it. So they took this on. Mr. Young, it was the initial, I think he's still on the foundation board, the U.S. Marshals Museum Foundation Board. But they've been fundraisers. They've given to the project. They've been, you know, some of the folks that have been out front. And they decided to name the building after them. And this building, they are already working on building the pad. They hope to open it September of 2019. That corresponds with the 230th anniversary of the U.S. Marshals Museum. You know, keep in mind, a lot of folks are, in some ways, this is kind of like the police audit. People have been waiting for this for a while. You know, it was first announced back in 2007 that Fort Smith would get the museum. So this has been a lengthy project. The second thing to come out of the meeting was that the fundraising is going well. They're $58.6 million gold. They're about just under $20 million behind, probably, at going into this final stage, which that's a lot. You know, it's a lot to collect because if they're going to begin construction, they'll begin construction without completing the goal if they're going to meet that 2019 date. And then the other thing that came out of it, I happened to be at this board meeting, and I'm glad I was. Unfortunately, I don't get to be at all board meetings. But they had the group, two people from ThinkWell. It's called ThinkWell, the experience company. They're working on setting up the exhibits. And I got to be honest with you, I kind of got found myself getting caught up in kind of the excitement of the interactive type exhibits. They've thought this out very well. It's not just going to be a bunch of static displays. It will be very kind of experiential and learning top exhibits. So I'm looking forward to this opening up.
So we have that to wait on as well. And something I've been waiting all morning to ask you about are our home sales numbers. I can't have a conversation with you without asking you to explain some numbers to me. So what are the latest home sales numbers tell us about our metro area?
Well, the Fort Smith metro area, here's a bright spot for folks who are concerned about the regional economy in Fort Smith. Here's a reason to not be overly concerned about it. Home sales in Crawford and Sebastian counties, it was $380.8 million. That was a gain of just under 7% in terms of sales. And the number of homes sold in those two counties was up almost 2%. Those are good, healthy numbers for a metro economy that hasn't had the robust employment gains that other metro areas in Arkansas have. And home sales are often tied to employment, job gains, and vice versa, how you want to look at it. So this is a good report. The days on market also declined significantly in the two areas. For example, the combined for the two counties, days on market was 106 days. That's down from 131 2016. That's almost 20% decline. So that not only tells you that the market's doing well, but it's active, and it's been active kind of going into the end of the year. So it'll be interesting to see how much this momentum picks up. You know, there's talk of 2, maybe 3 interest rate rises next year, increases next year. So that'll be interesting to watch. Sebastian County had a healthy year, which is the dominant county in the two markets. Had a sales volume increase of almost 5%. Not a bad year. It's a good year to be a realtor. Hopefully this translates also into increase in building permits, residential building permits in the region for 2018.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can learn more about these stories at talkbusiness.net.